This is Ted Kennedy. A war on drugs is fine, but not if it's a war on the Constitution, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, pressure for progress in the war on drugs is encouraging federal officials to cut constitutional corners. That's wrong. Recently, the Department of Housing and Urban Development began seizing public housing where drug dealing has allegedly occurred. Nothing wrong with that, you say? Yes, there is. The plan involved eviction without notice or an opportunity to be heard. A federal court in Virginia ruled the evictions were flatly unconstitutional, but the administration said evictions would go forward in other states, as if the Constitution means less in New York or California than it does in Virginia. Fortunately, the administration backed down from its untenable position. Lawful procedures are now being followed, but the lesson is clear. The Constitution can accommodate the legitimate needs of law enforcement, Al. It's irresponsible for the administration to make an end run around the Bill of Rights.
There's your eternal theme, Ted. Criminals first, victims second. 3 million families living in public housing nationwide. Surely they deserve the right to raise their kids in a drug-free environment. Otherwise, these children will be continually exposed to drugs and never be able to escape the wretched cycle of poverty, addiction, and crime. Ted, the administration has taken great pains not to let innocent people suffer when they go after these bums. You fail to mention that before any drug dealer gets the boot, a federal magistrate must first rule that compelling evidence exists. This has to also be supported by sworn evidence from a search warrant or a police undercover operation. One other small something else. You voted for the Omnibus Drug Initiative of 88 that set up this program. Stop sacrificing the rights of innocent kids just to stick with your jaded lifetime philosophy of always coddling criminals. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on cutting tax breaks for private clubs that discriminate against minorities and women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.